Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're starting with a new Masechta, Maseches Kilayim, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Hachitim ve'azunim. Chitim is wheat, and zunim is another type of wheat we'll see in the Gemara. It's bad wheat. Einum kilayim zebezeh. They're not kilayim zebezeh. The idea of kilayim is you're not allowed to plant two different types of seeds together. But if they're the same seed, even though maybe there are two different types of that seed, then you couldn't plant them. So the Mishnah tells us that chitim and zunim, these two types, are not kilayim. They're considered to be covered from the same type, and even though they're a little different, you're allowed to plant them together. Haseoirim v'shiboy l'shul, barley, shiboy l'shul is foxtail. Hakusmin v'ashifoin, kusmin is spelt and shifoin is oats. Hapoil v'ashapir, different types of beans. Hapurkadon v'atoifach, which is different types of peas. Upoila lovon v'shauis, another two types of beans, which one is white, one is green. Einom kilayim zebezeh, they're not kilayim with each other. We will see in the Gemara that every pair is not kilayim zebezeh. Not the entire list of the Mishnah is not kilayim with each other, but every pair, chitim and zunim are not kilayim zebezeh, and soyim and shibul shul are not kilayim with each other. But soyim with chitim, or Shibul Shul with Kusmim, that will be Kilayim. It's only every pair together, they're considered to be the same type, which you can plant them together. Says the Gemara, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Sotcho Lysizra Kilayim. You're not allowed to plant Kilayim. I see Oimer, I would say, Afilu Shnei Mini Chitim, Vafilu Shnei Mini Sorim. Maybe you'll tell me, even if it's two types of wheat or two types of barley, maybe you can't plant them together. So the Gemara goes on and says, it says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to have a mixed breed of animals, putting two animals together. Maybe I can't put together, I can't breed together a black ox and a white ox. Or shor lovon al gabei shochar, a white ox with a black ox. I have another Pasuk. You're not allowed to do a mix of kilayim and clothing. You're not allowed to sew together two different types. Maybe you'll tell me the two types of wool you can't put together, or two types of flax. So says the Gemara, no, pirish b'godim loisij l'bashadnez tzemer u'pishtim yachtov. By clothing, it says very clearly, you're not allowed to put together wool and flax. Dafka, these two things you can't put together. You're allowed to put wool together and flax together, different types of wool and different types of flax. When I told you two things can't be together, each one is a different type. Each one is a different type. That's you have a problem kilayim. But if they're the same type, you can put them together. And here in the Gemara puts together, there's three types of kilayim, three types of mixes that the Torah says you're not allowed to do. One is to plant together two seeds, one is to have a mixed breed of animals, and one is kilayim in the clothing, which putting together two materials of wool and flax to create a clothing. Continues the Gemara and says, Achitim ve'azunim inan kilayim zebezeh, wheat and zunim are not kilayim with each other. Says the Gemara, Haim so'irim kilayim. So the Mashmos is, specifically these two are not kilayim with each other. But whatever is next on the list, the fact that the Mishnah is dividing it, saying another has a little break. So then with sowing with barley, it is kilayim. So as the Vilna Gaon and Reb Chaim say, this is a question of the Gemara. Because the Gemara understands right now that zunim is not really food. It's not something which is edible. So says the Gemara, I don't understand. Why should zunim be kilayim at all? You want to tell me zunim is kilayim with anything? You say only with wheat it's not kilayim. With something else it is. Why should it be a problem? And continues the Gemara and asks the question. Hachitim ve'azunim not kilayim zebezeh. You tell me that you eat the wheat, so you're not kilayim. Tovo she'ino ichel, having mate or mate kilayim. Something which is not food, would I would have even have, I mean, would I even think that it's kilayim that you have to tell me it's not? What shot do you have to tell me this idea? So answers the Gemara in Daf Aleph Amud Beis. Omar Abba Bar Zavdo, shekel mekoymois mekaimim oisom liyoinim. Yes, there are some places that they do grow zunim, and they do use it for food for animals, to feed the pigeons. So because there is some usage of food for it, so then you do have a dealing with it and we're going kilayim. Says the Gemara, we're going to be using here the Girsa of Chaim. Umar Abba Bar Zavdo Kerbeliezer. You want to tell me that Abba goes like Kerbeliezer, not like Kerbona? What do you mean? The Gemara explains. It says there in the Mishnah, someone who keeps thorns growing in the vineyard, Ablazar, or you marry Kiddush, Ablazar says that could be Kilayim. Kiddush is a lotion that we use for Kilayim. It makes it Kaddush, makes it a problem. The Chayim Oymerim Loi Kiddush. Thorns are not a problem of Kilayim because it's not edible, it's not food. Omar Avot, time of the Ablazar, what's the reason for Ablazar? Shekel Mekoymois Mekaimim Oysum Legumolim Be'arvio. Because there are places in Arvio where they do grow thorns to feed the camels. So there are places where it's really food. Says the Gemara, Mader Rabbonon Savi Meimar, Eim Mekoyuz Mekayim Yoysim Legmon Barvia. You want to tell me the Rabbonon argue on the Metzias, on the facts, and they say that people don't grow thorns for camels? Leave the cool, go check it out. It's a very simple thing to check. Do they grow it or they don't? Says the Gemara, Rabbonon Amri Mokushi Mekayim Yoysim Asurim. Rabbanan say it depends where you are. If you are in a place where they grow it for animals, so then it's really kilayim. If it's a place where you don't grow it for animals, it's not kilayim. Matayim odei ablazar, what does a blazer hold? Mekivad shemakayim yisum memokam echod, nesor minon bechol mokam shu. Blazer says if it's also in one place, it's also everywhere. If I find a place where this is food, so everywhere it's kilayim. So that's the machlek is Rabbanan ablazar. Rabbanan all that depends on the place. Every place is different. It's a blanket roof everywhere. So now the Gemara is going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about Zunim. Zunim is wheat. With what do you do with that? You feed yoinim, you feed pigeons. So only in the places where you feed pigeons should be a problem. In other places should not. And here we set a blanket rule that's always a problem. So that's like a blazer. Says the Gemara of Eloi Rabbo Barzavdo Kablazer. Bo Rabzavdo that said the idea of yoinim is not like a blazer. So well, there's a little difference. Tamanei derech b'nei odom la'avi koitzi b'imoker le'moker. There, they grow thorns in Arvio, and that's the only place they grow it. They don't come and ship it to other places to plant it in other places to feed camels. But here, they do import the zoinim from place to place. So even in places where they don't usually grow zoinim, but they tend to import it and grow it over there. In other words, it's something which is a spread thing that many places have it, and therefore, everywhere we have the din, that this is considered to be kilayim. Says the Gemara, "Me'atayu kilayim imachitim." So why really it's not kilayim with wheat? On my view, no, min chitimim. It is wheat. Elasha peiros mizanim. The peiros sometimes go bad. Mizanim loshon znus. They go out of the way. Peiros sometimes go bad. Kadosh Tanya, where do we find that we say znus by peiros? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'lo tizne haaretz." The haaretz will do something wrong, not like it's supposed to. Mekansha peiros mizanim. Here you see. That this idea that peers do something wrong. So bad wheat is zunim. So the Gemara Yaakov Barzav Dibo Kamei Rav Yirmiyah. Barzav asked a question. Masniso da Bishmo Rabbi Yosi. The Chura Mishnah works only with Shmo Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya Shmo Rabbi Yosi Yoyim. Shmo Rabbi Yosi says the name of his father Rabbi Yosi. Tormi min ayayin al choymitz. You can do tshuma from wine on vinegar. Vinegar which means wine that went spoiled. Avaloi min choymitz al ayayin. Should not do from choymitz on wine. Should not do tshuma. From vinegar on wine. Vinegar means wine that went bad on wine. Because you don't want to do truma from bad product on good product. But if you did do the truma, truma's for truma. Then it is good truma. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says no. The wine and the vinegar. Bad wine, it's two different types. You cannot do truma surprise from one another. And even not b'dievet. If you went and did it, it does not work. Why not? Because it's two different types. So what's the machlekes over here? Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that when you have a bad type, it's still considered to be the same type like the original product. But Rabbi says once when something went bad and it's spoiled, it's something new. It's not considered to be the same min. By us, when you have wheat that went bad, it's called zunim. Zunim is going to be another type according to Rabbi because it went bad. Once it went bad, it's considered to be a new thing. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi. Says the Gemara that based on Aleph. Have a mistakel bay. He was looking at him. Who was looking at who? So the way the Pnei Moshe and Rav Chaim learn, the one who asked the question was looking at the one who was asking. Rav Yaakov Beidi, who asked the question, was waiting for Rav Yirmiyah for an answer. So he was like, waiting, what's going to be the answer? Omar Leis, Rav Yirmiyah answered back, Ma'at mistakel bay, what are you looking at me? What do you think this is a question? It's not even a question. Havel lecha ritzua v'kan, you should bring a ritzua, you should bring a whip, so we'll give you malchus, we'll hit you for this question. Yeah, how can you compare the two things? Talmon the Meisers, the Kan the Kilayim. There we talk about Trumas and Meisers. Truma and Maaser says you have to do truma for one type on its own. You do wine on wine, vinegar is considered to be a new type. But we talk about kilayim. Kilayim means you're not allowed to plant two things which are completely distinct and completely different. When one comes from another, it's not kilayim. Omar Avyoino, hakena v'tzoch mistaklabi. So Avyoino, the question he asked, it is a good question. It's right. He was asking, waiting for an answer. Because the earlier generations did that too. Kadhavu rabbonin kadmoi, when the earlier rabbonin, bon mikayim adomil, so they asked the same question. And they answered the same answer. They said they brought the question. They brought it as a question. It's a good question. And they said there is a chiluk. There's a difference between maisers and kilayim. By maisers, considered to be already two different types. Regarding that, because we don't do a frosh or trumas or maisers for two things that are not alike. But kilayim planting really means anything that came from the same source, from the same place, that is not considered to be kilayim. So the fact of one kadmori bringing this question, you see the question is a good question. There's an answer to the question. But the question is a good question. And Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi had the right to bring this question to the Beis Medrash. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Aleph.